Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second, the left fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting third, the first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh, the catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dick Fowler. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Fowler. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second, the center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting third, the shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth, the second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Gene Bearden. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gene Bearden. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost takes first base on ball four. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball four. Joost moves to second. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Majeski reaches second base with a double. Joost scores. Fain goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vernon moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vernon moves to third. Two outs. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Joost. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Boudreaux applying the tag. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fain strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 2, Indians, 2. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a pop-up towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreaux hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boudreaux. The throw from Guerra and he is out, Joost applying the tag. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. he's got two RBIs. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 1 in the game. Guerra hits a fly ball into right field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Alex Kellner now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 0 for 1 in the game. Bearden hits a pop-up towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field. Valo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Joost hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner fires to first and has Boudreau trapped. There's the throw to Suter, who tags Boudreau for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2 for 2 in the game, with two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Kellner. Gordon moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Valo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Valo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valo is 0 for 2 in the game. Valo hits a fly ball into right field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fain moves to second. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fain moves to third. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Keltner hits a pop-up towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Guerra and he is out, Juiced applying the tag. 2 outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 0-for-2 in the game. Bearden hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kellner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing right field. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Gordon applying the tag. 1 out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-2 in the game. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Doby. The throw from Guerra and he is out, Suter applying the tag. 2 outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kellner strikes out. 1 out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-3 in the game. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gordon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Vernon hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Fain moves to second. Wally Moses pinch runs for Taffy Wright. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Majeski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fain scores. Moses moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Al Benton now pitching. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gordon catches it and throws to second with Boudreau covering, to double up Moses. Two outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 3 in the game. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.